We now move on to Kapitel Yud Gimel, Tehillim, chapter 13. Again, in almost an unbroken series, this short, very short, Tehillim begins Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. In an extremely powerful terms, David HaMelech cries out to God, Ad ono Hashem tishkocheni netzach. O God, how long will you forget me forever? Ad ono, until when? O tastir esponecho mimeni. Until when will you hide your face from me? Ad ono, until when? How long? O shis etzos benafshi, will I think thoughts in my soul, v'yagon bilvovi yomam, and have agony in my heart all day, ad ono yorum oivi oloi, until when, how long, will my enemy be lifted above me? David says again, and again, and again, and again, Ad ono, Ribono Shel Olam, until when? How long? It's a very, very powerful couple of psukim. And it is best conveyed through a beautiful medrash, the Medrash Tehillim. The Medrash says, Zehu She'omar HaKosov, this posuk, these psukim, this kapitel Tehillim, is an illustration of a posuk from Zechariah, Kapitel Zion, which we learned not long ago, which reads, Vayehi ka'asher koro v'lo shomeyu. And it will be like he, like God called to them and they did not listen to God, kein yikru'u v'lo eshmo. So God says, they will call to me, and I will not hear. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Mido Keneged Mido. God says, Yitzchok says, that God is doing this, Mido Keneged Mido. Measure for measure. God called, and they didn't listen. Now when they call, God will not listen. Omer HaKadosh Baruch, God said, Lefi she'omarti arbo'o po'omim ad ono, four times in the Torah, the Chumash, the Ribono Shel Olam said, how long ad ono? Four times. Where are they? In Shemos, Kapitel Tezayin, ad ono meyantem. How long will the Jewish people refuse? In Bamidbor, Kapitel Yudalit, Ad ono yina'atsuni. How long will they scorn me? Will they defy me? And the pasuk continues, V'yad ono lo yaminu vi. And how long will they not believe in me? And that same kapitel, Yudalid in Bamidbor, Ad mosai lo edo horo. Until when? So four times the Ribono Shel Olam calls out to the Jewish people and says, how long will you not listen? Ad ono, ad ono, ad ono, ad mosai. Rabbi Yitzchok continues in the Medrash, Kach ani osid limsor eschem biyad arba malchios. So too, four for four. I will give them into the hands of four kingdoms. They will be exiled and have to live under the dominion of four different kingdoms. V'yatem titzaku lefonai arbo'o po'omim. And in each of those kingdoms they will call out again and again and again and again. And they will call out, as I have called out, ad ono, until when will you not listen to me? They will call out to me, God, how long will you not listen to us? And the Medrash picks out those four ad onos from this kapitel, from these two psukim, and says, Adono Hashem, tishkocheni netzach. How long, God, will you forget me forever? That's referring to Bovel, to the Babylonian exile. Adono tastir esponecho mimeni, how long, until when will you hide your face from me? That's in the Persian exile. Adono oshis etzos benavshi, how long will I have to be thinking of ideas in my heart, my soul? That's referring to the Greek exile, the Yovon. And Adono yorum oivi oloi, until when will my enemy be above me, be elevated above me? That's talking to the Golos Edom, the Golos to Rome, the Golos Christian nations, the Golos of today. That comments very beautifully on the phrase in Pasuk Gimel, Yagon bilvovi yomam, I have agony in my heart by day. That even by day, afilu hayom, the daytime, 9 to 5, she'odom misasek b'tzorchei ha'olam v'shocheach yagono, normally a person is busy, it's phone calls, emails, business meetings, things are going on, so you're likely to forget your tzoris. No, ani lochein, David Melech says no. I have yagon bilvovi, even yomam, that's how deep and cutting my pain is. And so David calls out to the Ribon Shalom, Habito aneni Hashem Elokoi, look at me, answer me, Hashem my God, Ho'iro einai, brighten my eyes, lighten up my eyes, Pen Ishan Hamoves, lest I shall die and sleep, lest I shall sleep in death. David's desperate here. Four Adonos, Adonos, and the plea, Aneini Hashem Elokoi, answer me. Because I'm afraid, Pen Yomar Oivi Yecholtiv, maybe my enemy will say, I got him, I beat him, I have overcome him. Sora Yogilu Kiyamot, I'm afraid that my enemies will rejoice because I was taken away. And then he concludes with this very famous pasuk, "Va'ani bechastecho v'tachti." I, says David, they think I have no help, I have no Moshiach, but I have trust in you, even though I'm not worthy. "Ani bechastecho v'tachti." God, out of your chesed, as a favor, I have the right to trust in you. Yogel libi bishuasecha. I will rejoice. My enemies will not be happy. It won't be fulfilled, Pasuk Hey, Tzora Yogilu, that my enemies will rejoice, but rather Yogel Libi, my heart will rejoice. Bishua Secha, in your Yeshua. Or Shiro Ladonoi Kigomal Oloi. Then, when God helps me, I will sing and say thanksgiving to Him because He has done me a favor. And I have not, what I was worried about, Pen Ishan Hamoves, lest I would die, didn't happen. And the Medrash that I alluded to before continues here so beautifully. Keneged Arbo'ot Tzo'okos, there were four screams, the four chastisements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ono Me'antem, Anodoi Natsuni, etc. The four desperate cries of David in this capital, the four Adonos. Adono tishkocheni, Adono tastires ponecho, Adono oshis eitzos benavshi, Adono yorumoi violoi. Against those four, there are arba nechomos, says the Medrash. There are four consolations. Number one, v'ani bechastecho votachti. That says the Medrash is bovel. There's the Babylonian golos, bitochon and the chesed Hashem helped us through that. Yogel libi bishua secha, my heart rejoiced in your Yeshua that helped us from the Persian golus, bimodai. Oshiro Lashem, I will sing to God. That's how we got through the Greek golus, biyovon, ki gomal oloi, because he did us the favor. That's in the final golus, the contemporary golus of Edom. Powerful, powerful capital, short, but to the point, and the words are so useful to everyone. These are David's words, but how many of us don't have a use for for these words. Adonai Ribono Shel Olam, how long, until when, and how many of us need the hope at the bitochon of Ani Bechastecho Votachti, Yogel Libi Bishu Asecho, Vashiro Vashem Kigomal Oloi. This ends the capital Yud Gimel, chapter 13 of Tehillim.